What should you do with your time while in prison? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Coogan, professor in the Department of English at Virginia Commonwealth University, examines a writing exercise that could change your course once you are released.
There are many reasons why people end up in jail. Unjust laws, implicit bias in policing, economic incentives for mass incarceration, and the enduring legacies of structural racism. But before the first arrest and the arraignment, there were choices, however compromised and tragic, that became part of a narrative leading that person into jail. Choices that can be revisited and reevaluated to form a new narrative to keep that person out of jail. Teaching people to write their life stories can help them change their lives. A poor man with some anxiety over his physical appearance, watching older drug dealers getting positive attention from women and the respect of other men, who starts selling drugs, has just discovered a cure to his anxiety and a way to make money. To ask that man to write that story of how and why he began selling drugs is to ask him to restructure relationships between discourse, identity, and self-determination. He might start by talking about dudes and broads who gave him power and respect, but then look back at that identity and draw another conclusion refracted through the discourse of recovery, realizing it was low self-esteem causing his defeat. If there is buried treasure in life writing, the glittering reward is not the self, but shards of self that can be formed into something new. It is not the truth with a capital T, but the truth most needed to move forward with the plot. The difficulty comes when the writing ends and the living begins, when the person is free to become the new character that he or she constructed. A writing workshop cannot change the realities of peer pressure, addiction, unemployment, much less the historical inequities of poverty, misogyny, and racism, but it can help the incarcerated change their narratives for contending with these realities.
That was David Coogan of Virginia Commonwealth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.